trade in agriculture, and a discipline over subsidies. They are negotiating currently on 15 different fronts with nations of the GATT, Japan, the Third World, and their own Congress. U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Carla Hills told the BBC that European countries have sought to bribe the market instead of letting their entrepreneurs win based on price and quality.
You simply just go to your borders and say, can you continue to pay money to bribe the worldwide market and keep the Dominican Republics, for example, from having any market at all, or the lesser developed countries, because they are competing with $9 billion of export subsidies that the European community paid last year. I think it's fundamentally wrong.
The opposition Jamaica Labour Party goes to its annual conference this weekend with at least five senior members calling on party leader Edward Siaga to open up the lines of communication. The so-called Gang of Five, all former cabinet members, have been accused of trying to unseat Mr. Siaga. The squabble threatens to divide the party, with the five saying they will not be seeking executive posts when the conference gets underway. Mr. Douglas Vaz, a former trade and industry minister who was sacked by Mr. Siaga when the JLP was in power, is one of the five disgruntled MPs. Today he told me about the party's internal problems.